Second Gear.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. All right, so we got the announcement.
The yeas are 237, the nays are 170, one voting present. The bill is passed.
That's New York Democratic Congressman Jose Serrano marking the approval of the $14 billion automotive bailout. So, the vote in the House advanced the rescue package another step. The hard part is on the other side of the Capitol. Senate Republicans are not happy about the bill. Alabama's Richard Shelby among them, who says as much as he'd like to see the carmakers succeed, they need to do it on their own and with a mind for innovation and the future. A Senate vote could come today. Let's see, is there consensus in the financial markets? Oh, sure there is. They're agreeing to disagree this morning. Asian markets were mixed, although the Tokyo, Hong Kong, and Seoul markets rose. In South Korea, an interest rate cut there was likely behind the climb. European markets are mixed as well. Paris and Germany are down. London is up. The Dow yesterday closed higher by less than a percent. It climbed 70 points. NASDAQ was up 18. The S&P 500 gained about 10 points. There's an economic meeting of European leaders in Brussels today. They're looking at a stimulus plan for all of the European Union. But don't bet on it just yet. There's a big rift between Germany and Britain. From London, here's Stephen Beard.
Germany's finance minister says the British approach to the economic crisis is crass and breathtaking. He says the Brits are throwing around billions of pounds of public money in a futile attempt to revive the British economy. All it will achieve, he said, will be a record level of national debt. The finance minister is equally critical of the plan for a $250 billion Europe-wide stimulus package. That doesn't augur well for the EU summit. Graham Mather of the European Policy Forum.
The key thing that has emerged from this crisis is that it's nation states for themselves. The European Union can't really do much to help at the moment. Every member state is in there for itself until the situation calms down.
But the British government strongly supports the EU-wide plan and blames the Germans for being out of step with the rest of Europe and with the US. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Global oil demand will come in lower for 2008, that from the International Energy Agency. It says the numbers dropped for the first time in 25 years as richer nations fall into recession and growth slows in the developing world. The agency also cut its forecast for demand next year, saying a rebound depends on economic recovery in the second half of 2009. How's this for a motivated seller? A Hawaii couple is offering a $100,000 reward, a bounty, to anyone who can locate a buyer or two for some properties they have for sale. David Bangert and Linda Harris are trying to get rid of a couple of high-end parcels of land. Both are listed for more than $1 million. They say they'll pay out during closing if a property is sold for the list price, and if not, they'll pony up about 3% of the selling price.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, global provider of fuels, power, and energy services. Committed to sound, efficient, sustainable energy solutions. Constellation.com. And by Clarkson Potter, publishers of The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, a holiday gift idea for people who love to eat, now available at splendidtable.org. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, online at shrm.org.
CB Richard Ellis is the largest broker and manager of commercial real estate in the world. Times are tough these days. There aren't as many people buying malls and tall buildings. CEO Brett White says, yeah, there's been a drop in those so-called mega deals, deals that would normally bring in a lot of revenue for the company. But the recession has also provided some opportunities, including a new deal to help the FDIC sell foreclosed properties on its books.
The boss will see you now.
Marketplace's Kai Rizdahl caught up with White in this installment of Conversations from the Corner Office.
Granted, there are a lot of differences between commercial and residential real estate, but do you worry that commercial real estate could get as bad as residential real estate is?
There are similarities, but they're very different. And the first difference is commercial real estate, these are buildings that have tenants that are paying an income. These are not buildings that were bought empty for someone's personal use. And so the fundamentals are based on income off the property as opposed to wild speculation.
Let's talk about the opportunities that you have in this industry. You call it restructuring services.
Right.
Helping companies that have acquired distressed properties turn them around and make something of them. How does that work and how are you doing it?
What's happening right now in the marketplace is you're seeing a fairly dramatic shift of ownership of real estate from investors who bought the real estate the last 4 or 5 or 6 years. Many of them now have real problems on those assets. They have loans coming due. They can't refinance those loans. And in some cases, we can help them restructure. The FDIC contract is just another extension of that, where a large amount of commercial real estate is moving from private hands into the FDIC. And we'll help them look at those assets, manage those assets, and ultimately sell them.
Must be a pretty good client to have, the FDIC, in times like these.
It's a very good client to have. The FDIC is not emotionally wed to the properties. They'll move them quickly.
Is that a problem you have in commercial real estate, people being emotionally attached to properties? It totally makes sense in residential, right? This is my house. I love the house. But come on, an office building is an office building.
It's a great question. And I think one of the reasons that commercial real estate tends to do well in most markets is people don't like giving up their buildings. It's not like owning equities. It's not where you call your broker up and say, I'm through with this particular equity. I want you to sell it today. Folks that own office buildings and industrial parks and retail centers do almost anything they can to hold those properties through downtimes. They know that these hard times right now will end, and those properties will have more value again in the future.
Brett White is the president and CEO of CB Richard Ellis. Mr. White, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you very much.
There's more at our website, marketplace.org, the numbers, podcasts, all that at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Enjoy your Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.